Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. What did Jesus actually teach? Who is the real Jesus? There are many versions and counterfeits of Jesus. And I've given a sermon that I entitled, Knock Off Jesus. That is, the fake Jesus. Now, knock off means this. Now, that's a counterfeit that is made in a foreign country, and they take artistic work, CDs, manufactured goods, DVDs, and they do what are called knockoffs, and the knockoff means a counterfeit. So do you believe in the true Jesus or a knockoff Jesus? Have you proved the truth? Do you understand how to understand the Bible? Now, we've been going through the true Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John. And this is very revealing. And this is very instructive. Because it tells us who Jesus really was and is. And the approach that Jesus had. Now, let's come to John, the 5th chapter again, and let's continue on with this confrontation that Jesus had with the scribes and the Pharisees. And they didn't believe Jesus. They have rejected Jesus. Now, we're going to learn something, again, very important here from the 5th chapter of the Gospel of John concerning what Jesus taught. And we need to measure everything that we do, our thoughts, our conduct, our beliefs, by the Word of God and by the teachings of Jesus Christ. If we don't do that, we're following a different Jesus. Now, we may profess ourselves to be Christian, but a true Christian is far different from what is accepted in the world as a Christian. In the world, people can just profess Christ, but that's not the true Christ. That may be the name, Jesus Christ, but is it a counterfeit? Is it a knockoff? So let's read some more about this confrontation that Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees. Now let's pick it up again in verse 37. And the Father himself who sent me has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice nor seen his form at any time. Now notice verse 38 because this is a key thing. And as we read this, ask yourself the question, how does that apply to me? What am I to learn from the Word of God? How does my life stack up with what Jesus is teaching? Do I really follow him or just profess him? Do I believe him unto obedience or do I believe so shallowly that I'm unwilling to keep the commandments of God? Now, you go online to cbcg.org and you download the series of sermons that I gave, God's Grace and Commandment Keeping. Those are so instructive and so profound that you will see that the way that the Christian world today interprets grace is blasphemous. And the way that they reject the commandments of God is blasphemous. Now, you also need to understand this. The magnitude of the spirituality or the spiritual keeping of the laws and commandments of God can only be accomplished through God's grace. Grace and commandment keeping are not antithesis to each other. I'll explain this right here in this section of John, the 5th chapter, verse 38. And you do not have his word dwelling in you, for you do not believe him whom he has sent. Saying, you don't believe me. They don't have the word of God dwelling in them. Question. Do you? It has to dwell in us. The whole purpose of conversion is to have the laws and commandments of God written in our heart and written in our mind. Hebrews 10:16. That requires the Spirit of God and the grace of God. Now this belief, when it's talking about belief in the Gospel of John, and the word belief is used 112 times in the Gospel of John, it means to believe unto obedience. Because if you profess belief, but you don't obey, your belief is only a profession. It is not a substance of your inner being and your Christian life. You search the Scriptures. That's what we're to do. They had the Old Testament. They had the Word of God. These were the religious authorities. These were the ones who were supposed to be teaching the truth, but weren't. Exactly like it is today. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Now let's understand something here. What you think and what you believe, if it is not what the Word of God says, you have an opinion. And your opinion is, as far as eternal life is concerned, is worthless. Now today we exalt opinion. Oh yes, we got to have opinion. Yes, we have news with where we have four or five people sitting around talking about the news, and one has this opinion, one has that opinion. People do the same thing with religion. People do the same thing with Christianity. Opinion is poppycock. You need the truth of God. You need the belief that comes from God. Jesus said, you think you have eternal life, and they are the ones that testify of me. And they didn't believe the prophecies that are in the Scriptures. And the Scriptures they had at that time were the law, the prophets, and the writings. And in all three, they have the prophecies of Jesus Christ, where he would be born, the condition of his birth, what he would teach, the prophecy of his crucifixion, the prophecies of his resurrection. But you see, they didn't believe. Why didn't they believe the Scriptures? Because they had their own tradition. Just like it is with Christianity today. Sunday, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday are all traditions of men, all originating in paganism, not from the Scriptures. And how did that happen? Because people didn't search the Scriptures. And you had liars for leaders. You had the religious establishment, which was religiously correct rather than truthfully correct with the Word of God. Exactly the same thing today. Yes, they had the form of the Sabbath and the holy days. But then on that framework, the Jews put their own religion called Judaism, because they didn't believe the Scriptures, and they didn't believe Moses. Now, you need to write for this book. You can email us, you can call the office, you can send a letter. We will send this book, Judaism, a Revelation of God or a Religion of Men, because it's very important for you to realize that when the Jews speak of the law of Moses, they are speaking of their version of their traditions, which they call the law of Moses, and they do exactly like Christianity does today. They use a little scripture here and there, and then they expand it out with their own ideas and their own thoughts and their own traditions and call it the law of Moses. Now, the scriptural law of Moses contains five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That is the law of Moses. And the one who gave the commandments to Moses, the Lord God, was the very one who became Jesus Christ. That's why you need to know who the true Jesus is. Verse 40, but you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. You can't get eternal life any other way than through the true Jesus, through the right understanding of the Word of God, through repentance and true covenant baptism. You have no eternal life. Oh, well, don't immortal souls go to heaven? That's a lie. Now, you can go on to cbcg.org and you listen to one of the sermons I did recently, What is the State of the Dead? The Bible says, the soul that sins, it shall die. Yet most people believe that they either go to heaven or they go to hell, and if you're kind of not so good, you go to purgatory. And then all of your relatives can pay the priest to pray you out of purgatory. You know, it's like the man who went to the priest and said, well, I've paid for all of these masses. Is he out of purgatory yet? And the priest says, well, no, not yet. He's still got a couple of feet in purgatory, so we need some more masses to get him out. Poppycock. A lie. And a lot of people say, oh, why do you speak that way? Well, what should I say? You're well-intended? Listen, I want to tell you something very important you need to grasp. Sincerity is no measure of truth. Sincerity without truth is believable by many people. But sincerity with truth, which Jesus said the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, people don't like that. But I'll guarantee you one thing, we are going to see in this series that we are doing, the true Jesus in the Gospel of John, every single human being on earth is going to be judged by the words of Jesus Christ. Old Testament, New Testament. Not by sincerity. Because sincere people believe lies because they have not proved the truth. Now, we're going to see this right here. Verse 41, Jesus told them, I do not receive glory from men, but I have known you that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. Now, you can't have eternal life unless you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being. That's what Jesus taught. And you are to love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus taught. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's what Jesus taught. Do you believe it? Are you willing to obey? What is it that you want out of your life? You want your sins forgiven? Well, everybody wants their sins forgiven. Do you want eternal life? Well, everyone doesn't want to die, but everyone does die. Everyone wants to be saved, but they're not willing to come to Jesus Christ and God the Father in true repentance so they may be saved. They want to do it their way. They want to have a yeah, but God rather than, oh God, You are holy. You are righteous. You are perfect. Your way is the way that we are to go. They want to say, oh, yeah, God, but we'll go to church on Sunday. Oh, yeah, God, but we'll have the Mass. Oh, yeah, God, we'll keep Christmas. God says, keep his holy days. Same thing right here. Do you have the love of God in yourself? You have to answer that. No one can be a mind reader except God. And God knows your heart. You might say, well, I'm a good person. That doesn't qualify. There are many good people out there in the world who are sincere, but they are not on the road to salvation because they believe lies. Yet they live decent lives. That does not qualify for salvation. You need the Spirit of God in you. You need the Word of God dwelling in you. You need the belief in the real Jesus Christ and God the Father, and not in some inane man-made traditional religion. Verse 43, I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How are you able to believe, you who receive glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? How does your life fit in with this? How about the ministers who try to please people rather than God? Receive the glory of men rather than the glory of God. Now, if they don't teach the whole Bible, there's no light in them. And Jesus said, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness indeed? Let's go on. Verse 45, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, even Moses, in whom you have hope. But if you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote about me. And if you do not believe his writings, how shall you believe my words? Have you accepted the lie that the law and the prophets have been done away? How are you going to believe the true Jesus? See, there is no difference between the structure and effect of Judaism, which they call their traditions the law of Moses. And it's not. It's the exact same principle with Catholicism and Protestantism, with their traditions of Sunday keeping, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Good Friday, Lent, Mass, burning of candles, prayers for the dead. It's one big package of satanic lies, weaved in with the spirit of Satan the devil, because he's the prince of the power of the air. And he holds people to these religions in fear. And they're told, don't read the Bible unless there's a priest with you. And in a Protestant church, they just say, we have Jesus and nothing else counts. Those are traditions of men. How can they believe in the true Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of mankind, the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world? Let's come back here to Mark, the 7th chapter. And this is what we need to understand. We are not going to come to God because we have a good feeling in our heart. We come to God through repentance and a broken heart. We don't come to God through our works of Sunday keeping and Halloween and Christmas and Easter and the Mass and all of the traditions of men. And it's the traditions of men in the Protestant church that say Jesus and Paul did away with the law of God. And in the Catholic Church, where they say, we don't need the Bible to preach the gospel. Really? You think you can represent God without his word? Jesus said you will know them by their fruits. So when you're doing the proving and scripture searching, you need to prove it by the word of God and analyze their fruits. God knows their hearts and minds. Now here in Mark 7, here's what people do who are religious. Verse 6, Jesus answered and said to them, that is the Pharisees and the scribes, well, did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites? Oh, well, that's not too Christian to call people hypocrites. Well, Jesus did. You read Matthew, the 23rd chapter. Hypocrites, liars, deceivers. You hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Where's your heart? Do you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Really? Verse 7, but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Any commandment of man that is contrary to the commandments of God, Jesus Christ, in the Bible, brings about vain worship. Hypocritical, sanctimonious pretenders. Verse 8, for leaving the commandment of God, you hold fast the tradition of men. Any tradition. Know for sure if someone says, well, this is a tradition. 99.9% of the time, it's a lie. Verse 9, then he said to them, full well do you reject the commandment of God so that you may observe your own tradition. That's why Jesus said, I know you. You don't have the love of God in you. Moses wrote about me. You didn't believe Moses. Oh, they professed Moses, added all their traditions into it, and reject God, rejected his commandments. Same way as we have with Christianity today. Now let's come to the epistle of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 2. By this standard we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Do you believe those scriptures? Do you believe unto obedience those scriptures? Do you understand what it's telling you? And in order to know who the true Jesus is, in order to understand the true gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the kingdom of God, and we've got a whole series on that, in order to understand the true way to salvation, you need to believe what Jesus taught and said. Do you? Well, we'll continue on till we get through a good portion of the Gospel of John. And I think you're going to be amazed what the Gospel of John, which is very rarely read in Protestant churches. When we're done, you'll see why it's very rarely read. Because it exposes them for what they are. And people don't like that because, after all, we're good people. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.